And it's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome again. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing all right. We're closing in on Christmas, and folks are probably maybe even later this morning or this afternoon going out, doing a little shopping perhaps, certainly over the next week or so. You would expect that to be the case, and we're kind of talking about gift giving today.
We are, about giving gifts, you know, because there are some rules, and accepting gifts.
Okay.
My husband was my boyfriend at the time, we started dating at Thanksgiving, and so that first Christmas, you know, we were going to exchange gifts. And both of our mothers told us a rule that I'm not sure, I don't know if people say it anymore, but it was, don't get too personal when you're not committed to each other, like
your
you
gift.
Know,
sure.
Yeah, don't get it really expensive. Don't get too personal. Just keep it kind of simple. And I remember my husband gave me a jewelry box, a nice little jewelry box that had no jewelry in it.
Okay.
And my mother was both mothers were happy.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you know sometimes people get the wrong message.
Right. Yeah. You might buy something thinking one thing. Hey, this is a nice gesture. It could be received a totally different way, good or bad.
Right. Yeah. Right. And that's some of the difficulties with gift giving. So, you know, there's unknown rules. Some of them are, we don't know what the giver is expecting. We don't know what the receiver is expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown sizes. Unless somebody tells me, go buy this exact piece of clothing at this store with this amount, I hate to do it because sometimes I bring it and it's too small and people think they feel fat. They feel whatever.
Yeah.
Some have surprise meanings. You know, like I looked online. Supposedly, if you give somebody a scarf, it means that I will love you forever. You're by my heart.
I thought it would just be to keep your neck warm. I mean,
no.
Really.
Well, see, you could see where that'd be a problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then thinking about the expense of a gift and what does it imply. So, you know, we learn our things from the way our families have done that, of course. And we also have to be thinking about cultural expectations and generational expectations. And so here's some things that would kind of help with gift giving, I think.
Okay.
Make a list of people you want to remember and then decide where on the spectrum, how personal is it going to be. Is it a card in the mail? Is it something small that you hand that's generic, a small box of candy? Is it something more personal? Figure out your budget. Again, I've mentioned this last week. I'm going to say it again. Figure out your budget. Stay within it. Eliminate your expectations. You know, you're giving it with no strings attached, not even expecting them to say, oh, that's wonderful. I love you. I can't live without it.
Right.
Whatever. You know, and here's what I'm hearing many parents of kids talking about now, that they want to go in categories. They'll give their children something they need, something they want, something to read, and something to do. And it limits it from trying to give them the world. Because that's what the media is telling us. Do it all. And then we have to remember that the gift is really about the thought, the fact that we've been remembered. So look at the person when you give it to them. You know, smile at them.
Yeah.
Hand it to them with the appropriate greeting, Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or what we're celebrating. Watch the opening. Don't just toss it to them and walk out of the room or get busy with somebody else because it's easy with this stressful time.
Right.
A simple sign of affection, you know, fist bump, a hug, whatever, high five.
Sure.
Now, for the receivers, that's their job too. Keep in mind that no matter what the gift is, it's the person saying, I remember you. I know that you exist.
There was a thought here, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did not forget. So when they give it to you, look at them. Open it without expectations. Name the gift with a smile. Oh, my gosh, a scarf. Okay? And then say thank you. If we can keep it like this, we can simplify things and have a much more relaxed holiday season.
Just be careful, though. If you do get that scarf,
it might mean they love you.
That's right, which is okay. That's not bad. And, of course, so you can find out some more. There are resources at safeharboril.com about this topic. And the hidden meanings of gifts for one of those topics you can check out, or some of our previous shows as well, as we're with you every Monday for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll see you next week.